Hi, my name is Francie, and welcome to the Pure Flow Yoga Live Class Podcast. These classes were recorded live on one of our intimate, magical, and life-changing retreats here in the magical island of Koh Phangan, Thailand, where we're offering year-round programs including retreats and 200-hour yoga teacher trainings. Grab your mat, your block, your strap, and anything else that's going to support you on the journey, and let's get ready to flow. So welcome, everybody. Take a moment to find steadiness and ease in your seated posture here. You can bring your thumb and index finger together, palms facing up or down, or if there's another mudra you prefer to work with, please feel welcome. Take a nice deep inhale to root the tailbone and grow the crown of the head towards the sky. And relax the belly. Relax the heart. And take the next few moments to scan the body mind and notice how you feel today in the body. Notice how you feel in the mind. And notice how you feel in the heart. We'll begin our practice today with a loving kindness mantra. So you'll begin by repeating out loud after me. And then throughout our practice, as we come into this mantra, you can silently repeat it to yourself. And draw your awareness into the heart center. May I be peaceful and at ease. You can repeat that out loud. May I be happy. May I be full of love and compassion. May I be well. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I be full of love and compassion. May I be well. Bring to mind someone in your life that you love. And focusing on this person, may they be peaceful and at ease. May they be well. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be happy. Same person, may they be peaceful and at ease. May they be well. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be happy. And bring to mind someone in your family who could benefit from more of your love. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be well. Bring to mind now a neutral person. So maybe somebody in this class today, someone that you've just seen, and sending them our loving kindness. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be well. Bring to mind now someone who challenges you. So it could be someone you feel is an enemy, or someone that's hurt you, someone that you've yet to forgive. And of course, this can also be yourself. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be well. One more time for this person. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be well. Take a moment now to dedicate this practice to someone in your life who could benefit from more of your loving awareness, kindness, and prayer. If you are feeling not quite full in yourself, I highly recommend that you dedicate your practice to yourself or to someone else. For the last time, with this person in mind, may they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be well. Feeling our prayer, we bring our hands into our heart and join together in one beautiful, loving Om. Take a nice deep breath in. Gently bow to the heart, softly opening the eyes, release the hands. We're going to begin today in our heart chakra opening pose. So let's come forward onto hands and knees, keeping our hips right above our knees, tucking our toes, walking our hands forward. Our heart melts towards the ground, our chin or our forehead resting. Lift your hips a little bit higher, most of you, so right over your knees. Walk your fingertips a little bit more deeply forward. And for the next few breaths, consciously loosen up any stuck energy in the back of the heart by bringing your breath there. Nice, slow, flowing breath. Inhale, look up. Spread your fingers wide, and we're going to come into a cobra, rooting our hips on the earth, shoulders roll back. Tops of feet come to the earth. Relax the shoulders away from the ears, and take a few moments to roll one shoulder back at a time. Just loosening up any stuck energy along the spine. Inhale to the center, lengthen. And as you exhale, take a child's pose. Sit on your heels, your knees wide, your fingertips reaching forward. Most of us can take our knees a little bit wider, wiggle our belly a little bit deeper. And walk your fingertips forward about an inch to really stretch the spine. just bringing to mind the person that you've dedicated your practice to, and allowing each time that we come back to this pose of the child to be a pose of devotion and offering. Offering our love and awareness. Beautiful. Inhale. Let's come back onto all fours. Spread your fingers wide. Tuck your toes. Arch the back as you look up to the sky, drawing the shoulder blades onto the back. And exhale, round the spine. Chin to chest, come onto the fingertips, really exaggerate this roundness, beautiful. A few more rounds like this, inhale, look up. And exhale, round. Continue a few more rounds with your own breath. Adding any intuitive, organic movements here to the shape. So feel welcome to draw circles with the hips or the head. Beautiful, guys. Coming back to a neutral, take your fingertips, come onto the tops of the hands, turn the fingers towards the knees, and gently pulse back and forth, stretching the fronts of the arms. Beautiful. Keep your fingers towards the toes. Just flip onto the palms of your hands. And again, pulse forward and back. Backs of hands, fingertips pointing toward each other now. Swaying side to side. Coming onto the palms, same thing. Sit back on your heels for a moment. Take your right finger, your right palm facing out, your left hand just stretching your fingers back. And then point them down, your right palm pushing against your hand. You can lengthen that arm. Beautiful. And then switch hands. So left palm faces up, stretch the fingers back. And then palms face down, pressing into the hand. The arm is nice and long. Beautiful. Just take a moment to draw circles or figure eights with the hands, articulating each and every one of the fingers. Beautiful. You can dance your arms up. Just keep the fingers spreading wide, dancing around. Beautiful, guys. Bring your hands to the shoulders, drawing big circles with the elbows backwards. And forward, drawing circles forward now. Beautiful. Gently release the hands to the earth. Tuck your head close into the knees. You're gonna lift your bum all the way up, interlacing the hands bunny ear style. Tuck your toes and we'll come into a hare pose. So bring your head a little bit closer to your knees, lift your hips, interlace your hands to the sky, and then bring your arms towards the bottom of the mat behind the head. Breathe into the back of the shoulder blades, the neck, soften the face. Maybe as we hold this pose, you can come a little bit deeper, lift the bum a little higher, tuck the head a little closer. Tops of the feet, come back to a child's pose. Walk your hands forward. This pose of offering and of devotion. Beautiful, guys. Slowly, we're going to walk our way into our first down dog of the practice. And so shifting the weight forward, spread your fingers as wide as they'll go. Tuck the toes, lift the hips, and take the next few moments. Bend your right knee, press into your left hand. Bend your left knee, press into your right hand. And switch between the two sides for the next few moments. Moving slowly. Beautiful. Come high onto the toes, soft knees, and gently shake out the bum, twerk style, bringing this quality of fluidity into the pose. And then staying lifted on your toes, still the body, softly bend the knees, and press the belly to the spine to lengthen the spine. Open your sit bones wide. Make sure your elbows are nice and soft as you look between the hands. And then keeping your legs nice and long, 1 foot at a time, we're gonna walk with straight legs to the top of our mat. Look up, and then fold. Exhale. Ha. Interlace the hands at the low back. Spread your toes, look at your feet, make sure the inner arches of the feet are lifted. Reach that one big fist up to the sky, and then as you exhale, waterfall the arms up and over. Spread your sit bones open. Bend your knees a little bit deeper and find your breath. Gone on to shuffle. Beautiful. Gently release the hands. Softly bend the knees. Spread the toes wide and gently roll up vertebrae by vertebrae. Taking the arms up to the sky. The gaze is up. And as we exhale, hands come into prayer. Take your feet hip distance, pinky toes aligned with the outer ankle, always taking a few moments to really set up our foundation and then release. Close your eyes for a moment, bringing to mind the person that you've dedicated your practice to. May they be peaceful and well, may they be happy. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be well. Inhale, sweep the arms up to the God. We're going to crisscross the hands here, press the hips forward, lift the heart, and take a gentle standing back bend, squeezing everything to the midline. As we exhale, bring your arms forward in front of the heart. We're going to gently unravel our mudra and turn it into an offering. So let's try that again. Arms wide, root the feet, inhale all the way up. Crisscross, hips open, heart lifts and opens, and exhale our offering mudra. Bring the arms in front, gently unravel, unwind, and offer to the earth. Last time, arms wide, root the feet, inhale all the way up, crisscross, standing back bend, and exhale, offer yourself forward, gently unraveling. Beautiful. Inhale, look up and lengthen the spine, pull the heart forward, and exhale, fold. So make sure your hands are touching the earth, the shin, or the thighs. Inhale, look up, lengthen the spine, pull the heart forward like you're diving off a diving board, and exhale, fold. Inhale, lengthen the spine, draw the shoulders back. Bring your right fingertips to the earth in the middle or to a block. Inhale, left arm opens to the sky, the right knee can bend. Keep your fingers activated. Ardha Uttanasana. Inhale, open your wings, expand. Exhale, release, second side. Left fingers to the center, left knee bends. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Keep those fingers nice and activated. Keep the spine as long as it can go. Inhale to open your wings, expand. and exhale, release. Look up, lengthen the heart, and as you exhale, step or jump back to a chaturanga, high plank. Draw the core muscles in, pull the kneecaps up, shoulders over wrists. Take a moment here and we'll pulse back and forth. So inhale, crown of head, exhale, back of the heels. Draw the belly into the spine, Uddiyana Bandha. So you're not dipping your bum up and down, but you're moving forward through the crown of the head and the heels. Beautiful, guys. Bring the knees down, zip the elbows in, come all the way down. Cobra pose, spread your fingers, roll your shoulders back, lift and open the heart, pull the kneecaps up. Yes, relax your shoulders and a soft bend in the arms. Exhale, downward dog. Take a few moments to adjust and align your down dog. Your shoulders are wrapping around your armpits. Your fingers are spread wide. Beautiful, everyone. Check that your hands are where you think they are. Your wrists parallel to the top of the mat. Step your feet together. Inhale, take your right leg up to the sky in a three-legged dog. And exhale, open the hip. Fire hydrant. So your right armpit stays square to the earth as you press the foot over to the left, lifting your knee so your knee is the highest point. So Eve, look at me for a moment. Beautiful. Inhale, come back to the sky. Exhale, hug the knee into the chest, lift the hips, step the foot through. Aligning yourself in a low lunge, lengthen your heart, root the foot, and take the arms up to the sky. Beautiful, guys. Exhale, sink into the pose. Check that when you look at your knee, all you can see past your knee is your big toe. Spread your toes, spread your fingers. And then release your right arm down, coming into a side bend. Look up. Keep the bend deep in your front knee. Inhale, come all the way back up.
Tomorrow's a new day.
You're going to take the heel of your left hand underneath your butt cheek, and as you push that hand into the thigh, you're going to resist. Press the thigh, open your heart. Shoulder blades are parallel, the gaze is up, coming into a gentle back bend, maybe a mudra with your right hand, thumb, and index finger. Beautiful, guys. Come a little bit deeper, inhale, and exhale, we open the back bend. Gorgeous. Inhale, come back to the sky. Interlace the hands behind the back. Lengthen the heart, reach the hands down, and as you exhale, bow to the inside of your legs. So this is our humble or devotional warrior. Lift your hip a little bit more. Make sure that your belly isn't collapsing. And the more you root your feet and lift the sit bones, the more you can bow forward. Beautiful. Root the feet, lift the heart. Inhale, come all the way back up. Straighten both legs, step the back foot in.
Tomorrow's a new day.
Hands to the hips for our pyramid pose. Inhale, open the heart, and exhale, come down halfway, long spine. Draw your right hip back to lengthen the spine, and then exhale, release the hands to the earth, chin to the chest. Think about really hugging your right hip back. If you feel unbalanced here, kick your feet a little bit wider, and you can bring blocks underneath the hands. Bring a block underneath your left fingertips or your fingertip to the floor. Hug your right hip back a lot. As you inhale, look up, lengthen the spine, halfway lift. And then you're gonna gently reach your right arm up to the sky. So this is Pavrita Trikonasana. Come right onto the fingertips and feel your wings expand. Lift your head so it's aligned. You can
process can help you. It's going to give you more space. And open up here. Which way the wind blows? Right onto the fingertips. And this day is
done. Inhale here. Exhale, release the hand back down. Step the back leg back. Plant the hands and come to a high push-up. Inhale here, look up. Exhale, knees down, or I'll zip the elbows in and lower all the way. Chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, cobra. Draw the shoulders down the back, pull the kneecaps up, and exhale, down dog. Tuck your toes, lift your hips, and find that inverted V. Spread your fingers more. Stretch your spine more. Lift your tailbone towards the crown of the head. Beautiful. Danielle, take your feet back a little bit more. Nice, guys. Relax the shoulders. Step the feet together. Inhale your left leg to the sky. And exhale, open your hip. Press the foot over to the right. Your left armpit square. And your knee is the highest point. So again, so you're stacking your right hip underneath your left hip. Inhale, come back to the sky, and exhale, hug the knee in, lift the hips, step the foot through. Fingertips, hip lift, heart lengthens, root the feet, and inhale all the way up, crescent lunge. As you exhale, sink into the pose, checking that all you can see past your knee is your big toe. Relax your shoulders, firm your back leg, and then we come into a side bend, releasing our left arm. Side bending to the left, turning the gaze up to the right sky. Turn the gaze up to the sky. There we go. Inhale, come back up, both arms to the sky. This time taking the heel of the right hand underneath the butt cheek. And as we push the hand into the thigh, resisting the thigh into the hand, we open into a back bend, our shoulders in alignment with one another, our right thumb and index finger can come together. Find your breath. Inhale, come all the way back up, both arms to the sky, our humble warrior pose. Interlace the fingers. Reach the hands down and away, the heart lifts, and as you exhale, bow to the inside of your thigh, lifting your hips a lot. Make sure that the belly is free between the legs. The more you root down through the feet and lift the hips, the easier this will be. And just remember the person that you have dedicated your practice to. It can really help us transmute our effort when we know it's for something higher. Root the feet, inhale, come all the way up. Step the back foot in, preparing for our pyramid pose. Option one, hands to hip. Option two, interlace the hands. And option three is we bring our hands together, flip our palms, reverse namaste, up our back, our elbows moving out and away. Inhale, lift the heart, hug that left hip back as you lower halfway. Hug the left hip back to extend, and then exhale, fold over the standing leg. Keep hugging left hip back, rooting the feet, chin to chest. If you need to release the hands, you're welcome. Pyramid pose. Yes, so take your feet a little bit wider so that they're about a step's distance. Yep. You can release your hands to the earth now as we prepare for Pavrita Trikonasana, revolved triangle pose. Bringing our right fingers onto the block or the earth. Hugging left hip back, inhale, left arm to the sky. The neck is in line with the spine. The armpit is opening towards the angel. And the spine is extending nice and long. Beautiful, guys. Inhale here, and exhale, release the hand to the earth. Step the back foot back, and we'll come to our vinyasa. So come inhale to a high plank, exhale to a low plank, elbows in. Inhale to a cobra or up dog. And exhale, let's take three breaths in a child's pose. If you want to come straight into a downward dog, please feel welcome. Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Come high onto your toes. Look up between the hands. And we're gonna try a few little gentle hops here. So as you bend the knees a lot, and then you're gonna lightly float up, lift the hips, and land as softly as you can. Land, imagine that you're like a butterfly landing on a flower. Gorgeous. Now you're gonna look up between the hands, bend the knees, float the hips, and take your feet between the hands, halfway lift. And exhale, fold. Arms out wide, inhale, come all the way up, crisscrossing the hands, hips open, heart expanding. Exhale, bring your arms down to front and gently unravel Tadasana. So we'll take a moment here in mountain pose to close your eyes. Notice how you feel in the practice, so make sure that your feet are aligned. And here we go, inhale. Arms all the way up, crisscross the hands, standing back bend, open the heart, look up. Exhale, this mudra of offering as we come forward. Beautiful. Inhale, halfway lift, lengthen the spine. Exhale, step or jump back. Chaturanga, lower down. Inhale, come up to a cobra. Let's walk our hands next to the hips now. Spread your fingers, tops of the feet root into the earth. Lift the hips, pull the heart forward. This is our up dog, Urdhva Mukha Svanasana. Exhale, roll over the toes, downward dog. So look at, make sure that the hands are spread wide and forward. So turn the heels of your hands so they're parallel to the top of the mat. You got it. Downward dog. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. And exhale, open the leg. Beautiful. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, come through a low lunge. Rooting the feet, keep the arms up to the sky. Beautiful. Relax the shoulders. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, sink into the pose. Firm the back leg a lot as you interlace the hands. Root the foot, reach the heart up, and exhale as you bow to the inside for our humble warrior. Bringing to mind again who we are devoting our practice to today. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be well. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be happy. Inhale, come all the way up. Straighten the back and the front leg. Step the back foot in. Take your mudra of choice. Hands to the hips. Interlace or reverse namaste. Open the heart. Exhale, come down halfway. Tacking the right hip back to lengthen the spine. And then coming all the way. Root down through the feet a lot. Release your hands to the earth, preparing for our Pavrita Trikonasana. So some of us will take a block underneath the left hand. Our right hip draws back. Inhale, right arm to the sky. Long lines in the body. Now, if you are feeling, if you are feeling up for a challenge, we're gonna come into Pavrita Ardha Chandrasana. So we're gonna gently bend the standing leg to walk our hand or block forward and lift the back leg. So my right arm is still to the sky. This is a reverse. There we go, exactly. Now lengthen the heart, lengthen the feet, lengthen fingertip to fingertip. Okay, beautiful, you all have this. So we're gonna add on. Bring both hands to the earth, look up, standing splits, exhale,
to take the balance, right hand behind right shin, or maybe both hands. And some of us are going to take a little floating handstand press up now. We're going to plant the hands on the earth, softly bend the knee, and then we'll float into a handstand prep. If that's not available, then we're not going to do it. We're going to stay in a standing split. Inhale, look up. And as we exhale, we're going to come into Tadasana. So lift the heart, lower the foot, and come into a standing. Nice, guys. Take a nice deep breath in. What's going on with the feet? And exhale, release. Ha. Fine. Second side. Inhale, arms up. Crisscross, hips forward, heart open. Exhale, offer yourself in a forward fold. The hands come in front. And we unravel. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, step or jump back. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, lower. Beautiful, chest, belly, thighs. Inhale, up dog. Spread your fingers, lift your hips, pull your heart forward. Exhale, roll over the toes, downward dog. Beautiful, guys. If that's not happening, just the direction of that happening. Val, take your feet hip distance. Yes. Everybody roll your shoulders away from your ears so that your turtle neck can come out of your turtle shell. Beautiful. Walk your feet just a little bit closer in. Into my fingers. Yes. Inhale, left leg to the sky. And exhale, open the hip. Fire hydrant. Press your foot over to the right as you keep your left armpit square to the earth. Lift your knee, so your knee is the highest point and your hips are opening. Inhale, back to the sky. Exhale, low lunge. Hug the knee in, step the foot through, fingertips, hips, and heart. Inhale, arms up. Exhale, sink into the pose. Relax the shoulders. Make sure the palms are facing toward each other and that back leg is nice and awake. Interlace the hands behind the back. Root the foot as you lengthen the heart, and exhale, bring to mind who you are bowing down to in service, in loving compassion. Root the feet, lift the hip a little bit more. Root down, inhale, come all the way up, lengthening both legs, step the back foot in, and take the mudra of your choice, hands to hips, interlace, or reverse namaste. Lengthen the heart, lift, exhale, come down halfway. Left hip draws back, and then exhale all the way to the ground, chin to chest. If your hands want to release to the earth, you're welcome. Pavrita Trikonasana. Shift the weight onto the right fingertips or a block. Inhale, left arm to the sky. Beautiful. Yes. Spread your fingers. Use the block to bring yourself more space. Lift your neck so it's in line with the spine. We're gonna take this into Ardha Chandrasana reverse. So bring your fingers or the block in front of you. And as you inhale, lift that right leg to the sky, keeping your left arm lifted. Pressing out through the four corners of the feet. Beautiful, guys. Standing splits. Both hands to the earth. Look up halfway and exhale, fold. Some of us are going to stay here with the hands on the earth, our knee gently bent. Some of us are going to balance, and some of us are going to take a floating handstand press up. Beautiful. Softly bend the knee. Inhale, take the arms to the sky, the foot to the ground, Tadasana. Beautiful, let's just dance it out for a moment. We're Okay, beautiful. This is our last time with this sequence. So I really invite you to bring into your awareness the person that you've dedicated your practice to and give your best. Give 100%, no more, no less. If there's embellishments that you want to offer, you're welcome. So let's start in the right position, Tadasana. Set up your alignment, spread your toes. Pinkies align with the outer edge of your heels. Turn your toes in more, your heels out more. Soft knees. Here we go. Inhale, arms up. Standing back bend, crisscross, open heart. Exhale, float down. Offer. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, step or jump back and lower. Elbows in. Roll the shoulders back. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog. Roll your shoulders back. Step the feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. As we exhale, option one is fire hydrant. Option two is wild thing. Pivot the foot to the back of the room. Shift the weight to the left hand. Press your hips all the way up. Turn the gaze to the middle of your right hand. Gorgeous, Maya. Inhale, back to the sky. Exhale, low lunge. Root the feet. Inhale, slowly take the arms up. And exhale, deepen into the bend. Humble warrior. Interlace the hands. Root the feet. Lengthen the heart. Exhale, bow. Lift your hips. Root the feet. Inhale, come all the way up. Straightening both legs, step the back foot in. Pyramid pose. Hug the right hip back, open the heart. Exhale, halfway. Square the hip, and then all the way. Root down through both feet a lot. Hub, reach up, Trikonasana. Shift the weight to the left fingers. Inhale, right arm open. Most of us can take the heads of our arm bones back. There we go. Paprika, Ardha, Chandrasana. Bring the hand forward. Lift your left foot up. Your right arm is to the sky. Your gaze is to me. Beautiful. Stay awake in the foot and in the fingers, standing split. Bring both hands down, look up and lengthen, and exhale, fold. Take your variation. Beautiful. Last inhale here, lift the foot, and then exhale, come back to a standing. Arms up. And exhale, dance it down. Huh. We got some loud cicadas today. The jungle is alive. Here we go. Our last side. Dedicate your practice. Close your eyes a moment. Stop in your knees. Spread your toes. But you gotta check in with this knee all the time, baby. Inhale, arms up. And actually, everybody loves you. Don't listen to the song. Exhale, hold. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, step or jump back. Chaturanga Dandasana, lower down, elbows in. Inhale, up dog, shoulders roll away. Press into thumb and index finger. Exhale, down dog. 100%, no more, no less. Step your feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Exhale, option to take fire hydrant or wild thing, pivoting the foot towards the back of the room and opening the heart, flipping your dog, pressing your hip up to the sky, the gaze to the middle of that left hand. Inhale, back to the sky. Exhale, through a low lunge, so setting up your alignment. Root the foot and inhale the arms up, crescent lunge. Sink into the pose. Take that front foot forward more. Relax the shoulders. Arms are nice and long. Interlace the hands. Inhale, lift the heart. Exhale, bow to the inside. Humble warrior, who are you devoting your practice to? Beautiful. Moving from the heart, root the feet. Inhale all the way back up to the sky. Back foot steps in, straightening both legs. We take the mudra of our choice for our reverse, sorry, for our pyramid pose. Inhale, open the heart. Exhale, come halfway. Left hip hugs back. We lengthen and then fold. Hands can come to the earth if you need. Spread the toes, root both of the feet. Padrisa Tripanasana. Bring a block or the hand, the right hand to the earth. And inhale, left arm open towards me. Yes. Keep hugging that left hip back. And then we take it into an Ardha Chandrasana. Lift your head just a little bit. Lengthen your spine, yes. Lift the leg, press out through the four corners of the foot, the head. Beautiful, guys. Standing split, put both hands down, look up and lengthen, and exhale, fold, taking your variation. So hopping into a floating handstand press or balancing with one or both hands behind the knees. Walk your hands closer to the foot, that's gonna help. And exhale, bring your foot down, your arms up. Exhale, Tadasana. May I be peaceful and at ease, may I be well. May I be full of love and compassion. May I be happy. Lift and spread your right toe. Lift your right heel, drag it back. Shift all your weight to the right foot. Choose a gaze point in front of you, a drishti. Interlace your hands. Hug the left knee into the chest. Pressing the knee into the cradle of the hand. Lengthen the spine, lean back, maybe awakening the ankle. Take your right hand to your right hip. Keep rooting down your right foot, lift up. And then take peace and love fingers, wrap them around the big left toe, lift the heart, and then slowly you're gonna push the heel forward, finding your edge. So maybe you can lengthen it all the way. Keep hugging your left shoulder back. Maybe your knee is bent. Inhale, lift the foot a little bit. And exhale, open the leg wide to the side. Some of us are gonna take our right arm alongside the shoulder for extra balance. Pressing out through the four corners of the feet, and some of us are gonna turn our head and gaze to the right. Beautiful, soften the face. Inhale, come back to center, hand to the hip. Press out through the four corners of the both feet, and then bringing both hands to the hip, we're gonna lift the heart, and keep our leg nice and extended for 5, 4, 3, 2, and release. Beautiful. Come onto the top of that right foot and gently circle it out. Beautiful. Let's just bounce on our heels for a moment. Keep bouncing if you like. Yeah. Here we go, left side, spread your toes. Lift your left heel, drag it back, shift all the way to the left foot, and then interlacing your hand, cradle the knee. Choose a gaze point, a tree, a drishti in front of you. And as you push your knee into your cradled hand, lean back, lengthen the spine and the neck. So lean back a little, yes, maybe awakening the ankle here. Left hand, left hip. Right, peace and love fingers, wrap the big toe. Root the foot, lengthen the spine. often what happens here is that people, as we begin to press out through our heel and straighten our legs, sometimes people really round the spine. They're over-efforting. So try to keep your spine nice and long. Try to hug your right shoulder back. Activate through the four corners of the feet. Inhale, lift the heel. Exhale, open wide. Maybe your arm, your left arm is out wide to support. Lift the heart. See if you can smile the face as you turn the gaze to the left. Gorgeous, guys. That makes me happy. Inhale, come back to center. Press out through the four corners of the feet. Both hands to the hip for 10, 9, shoulders back, heart lift. 5, 4, 3, 2, and dance party. Whew. Shake out your hips. So draw some figure eights with the hips. I like what I'm seeing here. If you feel like you don't look ridiculous enough, I invite you to become even more ridiculous. You know that dance like nobody's watching thing? It's a real thing. Lift and spread your left toes. Lift your left heel and draw it back. Shift all the weight onto the left foot. We started on the opposite side this time. And again, let's cradle the right knee. Shoulders reach back, heart lift. This time we're gonna take an eagle pose. So open the arms wide. We're gonna wrap the right leg around the left leg. Maybe the top of the foot comes to the back of the shin. And we're gonna sink into the pose. Now, the arms can stay out here for extra stability, or eagle arms. We're gonna bring right arm under left, spiral the arms, press them into each other, lift the elbows up, press the hands into each other, squeeze everything to the midline, and then sink a little bit deeper into your chair. The more that you push everything into the midline, the more you can blossom open. Beautiful, guys. Last big breath here. Lift your hands a little higher, squeeze the elbows, and exhale, blossom open and release. Dance it out. Whew. Lift and spread your right toes, your right heel draws back. Interlace the hands, cradle the knee. Pressing the knee into the hands, we can lean back and really get a nice stretch to the neck and shoulders there. Inhale here, exhale, let's take Garudasana leg, eagle leg. So wrap left leg around the right leg. Maybe the top of the foot is coming into the shin, arms wide for support. Choose your drishti, your gaze point for support. And this time, left arm under right. Press your hands into one another. Lift your elbows up and sink into your chair. The more you squeeze everything to the midline, the more integrity, the more centralized this keeps you, the more steady. Beautiful. Lift your hands up a little bit more. Inhale and exhale, release. Shake it out. Inhale, sweep your arms up, crisscross, hips forward, heart open. Exhale, offer yourself to the earth in a forward fold. Hug around the legs, holding one wrist. Spread your sit bones open wide, yes. Your feet are hip distance. And then release your hands to the earth. Take your toes wide, your heels in, and we're gonna come into Malasana squat pose. Bring your elbows, press open your knees, your hands in prayer, look up. Now you can always bring blocks underneath your heels. Locked So a block or cushion under your heels is going to support you, unless you don't want to. Drop your chin to your chest. You can come into a butterfly, exactly. And then walk your hands as deeply forward as they'll go. Opening your knees out behind you. Keep your feet flat and the arches of your feet lifted. So again, support yourself underneath if you need. Now some of us are gonna stay here and some of us are going to come into a butterfly pose and some of us are gonna come into an arm balance here, Bakasana. So spreading your fingers out wide, you'll come onto the tips of your toes. Lifting your hips super high will bring the knees into the armpits and then shifting the weight forward, the backs of the arms match the shins. Hug the low belly in, round the low back a lot, look forward. And then one heel at a time, hug the feet as close as you can into the bum. When you're ready between tries, you can always come back to this Malasana prep pose. So take a few moments to play with this pose. If you're not playing, no problem. Hug your belly in a little bit, lift your hips a little bit. Katie, you got it.
I got it.
You got it. Just lift your bum a little bit more. Feel free to take a rest in a Baddha Konasana forward fold, a butterfly pose. So I'm watching you. Lift your hips a little bit more. Look forward. Yep. Hug the belly in. Lift your hips. Lift your hips. Lift your hips. Lift your hips. Hug your feet in towards your bum. And exhale, release. Bring your fingertips forward. Bring your feet flat on the earth. Come onto the tips of the toes. Lift your hips and fold. Walk your hands forward and walk your feet back into a downward facing dog and give it a little jiggle. Step your feet together. Inhale, reach your right leg to the sky. Spread your fingers. And as you exhale, hug the knee into the chest and take the foot between the hands. Now listen carefully, we're gonna do a pigeon press up. So take your arms wider than the mat. Keep your foot in the center, you're just gonna roll onto the pinky toe edge, letting your knee come wide, and your hands walk underneath your shoulders. So the base of your foot is lifted. Inhale here, the whole edge of the foot. Exhale, we're gonna come into a push-up, so lower down. So bring the whole edge of your foot on the ground. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, slowly. Keep your back knee lifted. And let's do three more like this with our own breath. Just breathing, opening into the hips. Beautiful, guys. Bring your back knee down and walk your foot into pigeon pose. The hands come on either side of your hips. So we're in this pigeon prep pose. Open the heart. This is a back bend here. So the back knee is rooting down into the earth and energetically the back knee is hugging in towards the front knee and the right hip is drawing back. Some of us are going to be able to take our hands up to the sky here. Some of us are pushing our hands into blocks. So hands on either side of the hip. Now some of us are going to be able to shift the weight onto the right hand to draw the left leg in. So maybe my hand is holding the left foot, or maybe a strap, maybe my right hand is coming to the sky. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just keeping this upright pose. Three more breaths. Keep hugging right hip back. Lift the heart. Kick the foot into the hand if it's reaching. Beautiful, guys. Gently release. Shift the weight to the right hand, to the left hand now, and the flesh comes away from underneath the right sit bone. And we're going to wiggle ourselves into a forward fold. So the foot can come a little bit more forward, and we slowly lower. Feeling this sensation in our hips, we bring to mind again the person that we've dedicated our practice to. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be well. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be happy. Now, some of us are going to stay here in the forward fold, and some of us are going to come into a little variation. So if you're feeling variationful right now, then bring your fingertips to an upright. Walk your body to an upright. And threading the needle, we're going to open the heart, and then we're going to take our left arm through the right, bringing our shoulder as deeply under the right hand as we can. The head can rest on a block or the earth. And as we push that left hand into the earth, the right arm can come all the way up and over, maybe holding the foot. But keep pushing the left arm into the earth to spiral the gaze open. If that's not comfortable for you, or if you're not quite feeling it, then just come into a forward fold. So it's the right, it's the left arm under.
Oh, sorry.
So it's like a twisting pose.
Okay, so it would be like that, but
yeah.
Okay. I'll just stay with my...
You do what you do, girl. There are so many right ways to practice. And the best way to practice is by listening to the guide inside. So close your eyes. And breathe. We're going to take our last three full breaths here. Maybe you're coming back into a forward fold. And then gently come all the way to an upright. Walk your hand over the right knee and gently bring your back leg forward down the center of the mat for Janushirshasana. Splash away from the sit bones, a block or cushion if we need. Toes to the sky. Hug your left hip back. Interlace the hands to stretch the arms up. Lengthen as you inhale. Lead with the heart. Always we're going to fold. The hands can rest. Or maybe you're taking a strap outside the edge of the foot. Maybe you're holding onto your shin. Relax all the muscles of your face. And as you tune in to the sensation of the legs, bring to mind who you're dedicating this practice to. Each exhale is clearing more space in your body mind for love to flow in. And as it flows into you, it can also flow out to others. So of course, always we start by filling our own cup. You can't give what you don't have. So if you need that loving kindness right now, then dedicate the mantra to yourself. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I be full of love and compassion. May I be well. Fingertips reach forward, inhale all the way up, and exhale, release. Step the right foot over the left. Some of us are going to bend the left leg as well for our twist. Inhale, right arm to the sky, coming behind the back. Fingertips root behind the sacrum, left arm up. And as we exhale, elbow outside the knee for a twist. The elbow is pushing against the knee to lengthen the spine and twist from the ribcage. Some of us are going to take that left hand through the hole of our legs. our right hand behind our back, and then our fingers come into a bind. Beautiful, guys. Last big breath here. And exhale, release. Turn the head and gaze forward. Release the arms. Bring your hands forward and come back into a downward facing dog. So right leg back, left leg back. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Coming to our pigeon push-up. Hug the knee in, step the feet between the hands. Take your arms wide. So remember, the foot is flat in the center of the hands. Then you take your hands wide and roll on the pinky toe edge so the knee splays out. Then the hands come back under the shoulders. So your hip is lifted. It's just the from the pinky to the heel of the left foot. Inhale here, plant your hands on either side of the foot, and then exhale, slowly melt the hip open in a pigeon push-up. Inhale, lift up. Keep the back knee lifted as you exhale, lower down. So look at me. My foot is in the middle, and I'm using my strength. Yes, let's do a few on our own. This should have the wow, it hurts so good feeling. Back knee comes down, and let's wiggle our left foot behind our right. Bring our hands next to our hips, our shoulders back, our heart lifted. Push the back knee down into the earth and then draw the energy isometrically towards you. Some of us are gonna be able to take our arms up to the sky. So both butt cheeks are lifted now. Beautiful. Some of us are gonna take the full variation of the pose. So rooting into the back knee to lift that back foot. Our right hand can draw that back foot in or lift the heart. Maybe we can take left arm up to the sky, or maybe holding the foot behind the head. Wherever we are, I invite you to take a nice soft smile and a nice soft breath. If that's not happening, then maybe back out of the pose a little bit. Beautiful, guys. Inhale to open the heart. Exhale, release, take the flesh away from the left sit bone, lower onto the block or the cushion. Wiggle the foot float forward and find your forward fold. Find your breath. Relax your shoulders. Some of us can take our knee a little bit wider to the left. Relax all the muscles of the face. If you want to come into the variation, come up onto your fingers, lift the heart. And then threading the needle, the right arm goes through the whole of the left arm. Take the shoulders far as you can, and then that left arm can come all the way up and over to hold the foot, maybe. So keep pressing that right hand into the earth to spiral open the heart. This is a twist. Great way to get deeper into the hip. Close your eyes and tune into the communication that your own individual body is offering you right now. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be happy. May I be full of love and compassion. May I be well. Three more breaths. Maybe you're coming back into a forward fold. And then gently walk yourself to an upright. Walking your hands over the left and taking the right leg down the center of the mat. So we're in head to knee pose, Janushirasana. Flesh away from the sit bone, right hip draws back, interlace the arms to stretch up nice and tall. You can bring a block underneath the left knee if you need. Inhale here, toes to the sky. And then again, leading with the heart, we flow forward. Use a strap if you need. Beautiful. Reach the fingertips forward. Inhale, come all the way up. And exhale, release. Take the left foot across the right. Some of us are going to bend that right foot. As you inhale, the left arm lifts up to the sky, swims behind the sacrum. Right arm lifts and lengthens. And exhale, take the right arm outside of the knee. Lift and lengthen the heart. And exhale, spiral. Inhale, lift and lengthen. Exhale, twist a little bit deeper. Turn the head and gaze forward, and exhale, gently release. Shift the weight onto the back hands. Bring your feet flat on the earth. And using your core muscles, your arms by your side, gently lower all the way to the earth, taking your feet up to the sky, taking your wrists up to the sky, and shake it out. Shake out the arms and shake out the legs. Bring your toes to touch. Keep your arms lifted, and we're gonna take 10 breaths here. Beautiful, guys. Energize your legs, energize your hands, and then as you exhale, open your legs wide in a straddle. Reach your arms through the gateway of the legs. Lift your head, press out through the four corners of the feet. And take three breaths here. Lower your head back down, and using the force, draw your legs together back to the sky. And we'll take a happy baby. So bend your knees, fingertips hold the big toes or the outer or inner arch of the feet. Hug the knees down into the armpit as you press the feet up to the sky, and then gently rock your baby side to side. Experiment with lengthening one leg and then the next. And just have a little play here, imagining that you're a little baby discovering its body, discovering what you need to move in order to open any energy that isn't flowing inside of your being. We're gonna take our last five breaths here, hugging the knees down to the earth, pressing the feet up to the sky, and closing our eyes. And then squeeze. squeeze the knees into your chest. Give yourself a nice, big, beautiful hug. Now, if there's any other pose that your body is inviting you to offer it at this moment, feel welcome. Otherwise, you're gonna stay here for 5 more full breaths, and then we'll come into a Shavasana. If you'd like to bring a cushion or a block under your head, you're welcome. And then I invite you to take your feet as wide as the mat. And just take the next few moments to lift your head and look at your belly and then lower down your head again. And just any other movements that are gonna allow you to fully surrender into this pose. In this pose of Shavasana or corpse pose, we let the denser energies of our being fall into the earth to be transformed so that we can be born anew, a little bit lighter.
just as the body needs food to survive and grow, the soul needs love. Love instills a strength and vitality that even mother's milk cannot provide. We all live for and long for real love. We are born and die searching for such love. Pure love is the best medicine for the modern world. It's what's lacking in all societies. The root cause of all problems, from personal to global, is the absence of love. Love is the binding factor, the unifying force in everything. Love creates feelings of oneness and unity among people, while hatred and egotism cause division and cuts people's minds into pieces. We need love to rule. There's no problem that love cannot solve. Children, love each other and unite in this pure love. This is from Sri Mata Amritanandamayi Devi Ma or Amma. Gently begin to awaken the breath in the belly, the fingers and the toes, and stretching the arms nice and long above the head, and stretching from finger to toe, and coming onto our right side for three final breaths before coming into our seated meditation. Lengthening your spine. And bring your awareness into the sacred space of your heart. Noticing how you feel here. Bringing an image of yourself to mind. And silently offering yourself this prayer. May I be peaceful and at ease. May I be well. May I be full of love and compassion. May I be happy. And bringing to mind someone in your life. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be well. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be happy. And bringing to mind someone in your family. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be well. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be happy. And bringing to mind a neutral person, perhaps someone in this room. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be full of love and compassion.
May they be well. And bringing to mind someone who could really benefit from your love. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be happy. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be well. And bringing to mind someone you have yet to forgive, or someone you consider an enemy. May they be peaceful and at ease. May they be well. May they be full of love and compassion. May they be happy. And extending this prayer to all of the beautiful souls in this space right now, to all the beautiful beings in this community, on this island, in this country. May we be peaceful and at ease. May we be happy. May we be full of love and compassion. May we be well. And finally, sending this prayer of love and compassion to all beings in the whole wide world. May all beings be peaceful and at ease. May all beings be happy. May all beings be full of love and compassion. May all beings be well. Bring your hands into a gesture of prayer and offering, Anjali Mudra at the heart center. I'm bringing to mind for one last moment the person that you have dedicated this loving compassion practice to. Just bringing gratitude to this person for being in your life, whether it's yourself or another. Gratitude for the challenges. Gratitude for the inspiration to open our hearts. And sending this love vibration into the world, we'll close with three beautiful ohms. So take a nice deep breath in. Bowing to the heart. May our practice continue to open our hearts in love. Namaste. Thank you all for your beautiful practice. If you have any questions, feel free to come and talk to me. Retreat people, we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back in a circle. We're going to have a bit of a shorter workshop today. Sophie will be here this afternoon, as usual, and I will see you back also tomorrow. We are so grateful to have had you here. Thank you so much for the gift of your presence. Find us online, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and on our website at pureflow.yoga. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see you next time.